I cannot wait to give you this video because this is the Fable versus Codex 5.6 knockdown dropout fight video I've been waiting to do. So what did I do? I asked it to automate something that I did not tell it to do. In other words, part of the challenge in 2026 is to ask your AI to pick the problem. You don't just ask it to pick the prompt. You don't just ask it to pick the tool. You ask it to pick the problem. And so what I did is I said, Codex, Fable, freehand. You can look at all of my local files. You can look at all of my Slacks, anything you want to look at that describes my business process. And when you do that, you are obligated to come back to me with a problem definition, and you're obligated to come back to me with a solution, an automation. And then when I was working on this and I did this sort of knockout, and I'm going to give you the results. When I did this, I realized that I could turn this into a reusable skill. And so that's what I'm putting together for you today. You're going to see it today. It's a lot of fun to make. It's a lot of fun to use because what I find is most of us have a different verbal understanding of the problems in our business than our behavior shows, especially if you have a team that you work with, whether you're a leader or an individual contributor. You may not realize all of the mess that goes on around you. This is your biggest pain point. And you know what's fascinating? Codex and Fable picked different pain points. So sit back. We're going to go through the full Codex versus Fable results. We're going to dig into why they made the choices they did. And we're going to talk about the skill that I'm releasing that helps you get your automations done, whether in Fable or in Codex. Both will work. And I'll explain why and how. And also, so basically, all right, let's jump into Codex first. Pros first for Codex. I love the Codex harness. I've said it before, but this gives me a chance to explain why. When I give Codex a job and I give Codex Ultra a job, it just goes and does it. Now, Codex Ultra is a special setting. You have to go and fish out of the interface. If you look, you have to go and manually select it, and it warns you it's going to burn a lot of tokens. One of the interesting things about ChatGPT Work and Codex is that together they've been gaining about 1 million users a day in just the last week. That's a huge scale up. And they are now, between ChatGPT Work and Codex, more people are using that product set than are using Claude Code. And so it's been gaining a tremendous amount in popularity. And I can see why. I can give Codex a challenge like this. Basically, I told it, one, you have to go and discover my Slack, all of the places I work. Two, you have to go and do that and write an automation script afterward. And three, you have to tell the story of why this happened and why you picked what you chose. So there's multiple tasks here. And I didn't give it a problem. It had to pick the problem. Now, Fable was a complete hassle to work with. I just got to be honest, right? This is what you come to this channel for. I'm not going to pull my punches. Fable was a complete hassle to work with. Multiple permission dialogues. But I waded through that. I really wanted to see what Fable would come up with. And Fable, in the end, once it ground through the problem, came up with a much, much better problem. It found a much more interesting problem because what Fable realized strategically, and this is where like there's that big model smell, I don't know how else to put it. Fable had the strategic sense to realize that one of the hardest jobs in the storytelling business is finding the right story to tell, finding the thing that matters to talk about in a world of infinite AI stories. And I get asked this all the time, Nate, how do you pick your stuff? And to be honest with you, it's a lot of pain and it's a lot of sweat and blood and tears and thinking about what you guys want to hear and what makes sense and asking you guys in some cases. And I just kind of got to go with my instinct. It's been very much instinctive. And Fable jumped into that and said, I bet I can build something that helps with pre-pipelining, basically helping you to refine ideas so that they are easier to choose. Wow, there's leverage in that idea. That idea is not a dry handoff concept. That idea has legs to it. And unfortunately, And this is where the twist comes. It came back with a much, much too narrow definition of the problem. Because you see, Codex audited my media Slack and the way I tell stories and how I make these stories come alive for folks. And it came up with the most boring possible interpretation of the problem. Now, it may be real and it may be a real problem, but it's a typically Codex flavored definition of the problem. And this is my con with Codex. And that shows in the kinds of problems it picks when it has an open-ended problem space to work in. It can pick any problem, right? Like I was like, any size, you have a completely free hand, you can go after it. And what it chose to pick was, hey, can we make the handoff package better so that Nate can get into scripting faster? So all of the research can be done and Nate can figure out what the story is that he wants to tell. But it's not the most painful problem right now. Is not the most challenging problem in the business right now. It is a problem that Codex found that was voiced that Codex could wrap its arms around. And that is a tremendous clue if you're a Codex user. That is something you can take to the bank. Because when you give Codex a free rein and you say, go and pick any problem you want, Codex is going to keep itself bounded. Even in ultra mode, when it has a tremendous number of tokens to burn, and I have been burning multiple billions of tokens a day with Codex, it still picks bounded problems. Now, it gets it done. It got all the way done. It was finished. It was one run, zero issues, but that's not enough. I need a better problem nose. But that being said, Fable is an amazing, amazing strategic thinker. It did a great job at understanding the intent behind the prompt and discovering a problem that was worth going after. And I love that about it. And I'm excited because, you know, Codex's tool that it built is fine. I will probably use it. Fable's tool is now essential. I've got to have that tool. I can't not have that tool. And that is the bar that I want to set. I'm not interested in AI agents that build tools that are okay, it's fine, because too many of us got OpenClaw and then we didn't do anything with it. And that's the reason why I'm making this video. This video is for people who don't realize that the open claw problem, the what do I do with my open claw problem, is solvable by AI. You don't have to know what you need to do to get value out of your agents. You can just tell the agent, look at my behavior, pick an automation opportunity, and let's go. And that brings me to the build. So I realized as I went through this process, yeah, sure, this is fine for me. But for you guys, you deserve to have an automation solution that's kind of like a magic easy button. And it turns out that what you need to get that done is a skill that puts safeguards in place that lets you put walls in. I had a personal Slack I didn't want my AIs to touch, so I put a wall in there, said you can't touch that in the course of this research, that allows it to expand its understanding of the problem, that allows it to dig in to the first, second, third level of causation, understand the leverage in the problem space, pick strategically, and then after it root causes what's really going on in your business or your project or your personal life, come back with an automation recommendation, which is very 2025, and then what's 2026, come back with a tool that it built to fix that for you. And I've included, because I learned this through this process with Codex, I've included a special section in this script reminding the AI not to think small and reminding it that when it thinks big, it needs to build completely. And so if it's going to build something that's a solution for you, it needs to build it all the way through and think about security. It needs to think about how you authenticate, if that's what needs to happen. It needs to think about how you get business value out of this. Now, I don't know what you're going to build with this. That's the magic. The whole point of this is that because AI is non-deterministic, I can launch effectively an automagic skill that audits your unique fingerprint. I never see it. The data never comes to me, right? It's all in your AI instance. And it will build for you based on the skill an automation solution that's neatly tuned to the most pressing problems in your business, your personal life, your side project, whatever you have that comes to mind. And you can point it, right? When you write the prompt to go with this, you can say, this is focused on this side project, or this is focused on this business area that I'm working on, or this is my personal life and this is what I care about. And so I call it an automagic button for automation. But because it got into the problem space, because I saw what it was wrestling with, and because I saw what Fable was working on, I now have the option to run hard and get a full solution to my pre-pipeline concept, which Fable came up with, out of Codex, which is cheaper. In other words, if you run this simultaneously across Fable and Codex, you're going to get different responses, different thinking, a diversity of perspective, and you're going to be able to come back and say, this is the winner, and this is how I want to implement it. And yes, Ringer will help you implement it well, because Ringer is a lot cheaper to run than just going with Fable, for example. It was so much fun to run. I'm not going to lie. One of the things that I want people to realize with AI is that it is fun to do this stuff. It is fun. It is fun to realize I don't have to carry the load anymore of figuring out where all the problems are. I can ask AI to help, and I can disagree, and I can agree, and I can align, and I can shade a perspective, and then I can build a tool. And that can all happen in a single prompt, that just says, here, use this skill and go after this. And that's how I'm releasing it. I'm releasing it as a skill because skills are so easy to sort of trade and interchange and understand and learn from and evolve over time. And I just want it to be something that you can use as a framework to quickly evolve. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm excited to have it out there. Please, 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 if this inspired you, tell me what you're automating. Tell me what you told your Codex to go and get. Tell me what you told your Claude to go and get. If you split tested them, which one did you prefer? Because I got to be honest, when I baked all of it out all the way through, I am divided. I loved Fable's strategic perspective. I loved it so much. And I think that if, you know, gun to my head, I had to pick, I would pick Fable because that strategic perspective gives me leverage that I can work through with Codex, that I can work through with Ringer, etc. But the Codex harness is just so nice that as an everyday driver, I'm burning way more tokens there because it's fast, it's dependable, it doesn't give me those annoying pop-ups. And for most work, if it's not problem recognition, I can just go after it. What do you think? Tell me in the comments. Cheers.